This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the evening edition with Ayman, Kelvin and Cam. And in the studio with us today is Keith Kam for the Market Wrap. It's happening with increasing regularity now. These are companies going under because they are affected by not adapting technology quickly or adequately. This happened to Diesel, the jeans company, back in March. Barney's New York in August. Forever 21 in September. And a couple of months back, there was Thomas Cook as well. And that particularly caused UK travellers to be stranded mid-holiday. And today we read that Mothercare UK is also being put into administration. What's the latest on this?
So Mothercare is a 58-year-old company, and I think many of us are familiar with that brand. I mean, at some point, especially if you've studied in the UK or if you've lived in the UK, right, Cam?
Oh, yeah. I'm a Mothercare baby. Yeah. I'm upset.
Well, we see it everywhere in shopping malls in Malaysia, mm-hmm. but I'll get to that a little bit more later. So they are a baby goods retailer, and they have confirmed they are calling it administrators, which means they have been unable to find a buyer and are also not able to remain profitable. It also means that about 2,500 people may lose their jobs. Mothercare has already gone through a rescue deal earlier, and at that time it was known as a company voluntary arrangement where it managed to reach an agreement with its creditors to pay off all or part of its debts, and that resulted in 55 shops closing.
So what went wrong with Mothercare?
Almost the same reason with so many retailers worldwide. Analysts say Mothercare had been slow to adapt to competition from rivals, and it also did not switch to online retailing quickly enough. Also, competition came in the form of, we've had Zara, we've had H&M, we had Uniqlo. Some hypermarkets even stock baby care products, baby clothes, which tend to be cheaper than Mothercare brand, but then but then quality might not also be a consideration considering how long babies wear their clothes for. Consumers' incomes also became an issue. Shopping environment, I mean, you've been to a Mothercare and you know that very little has changed about what a Mothercare store looks like on the inside.
So we have Mothercare stores in Malaysia too. What's going to happen to them?
Hopefully nothing, because in Malaysia, the Mothercare sole franchise holder is Kim Hin Joo Malaysia. It's a company that was listed on Bursa Malaysia's ACE market back in July this year. They have several Mothercare outlets in Malaysia and Singapore, and they say they are still planning to open more. For them, their reliance on Mothercare is not so much everything Mothercare, but they find that the clothes and the fashion that Mothercare carries for babies, it's still very much on brand for them. So that's as far as their dependence go. I spoke with Kim Hin Joo Malaysia's chairman, Pang Kim Hin, and well, he's not concerned about the developments in the UK, as he was also made to understand that what's been happening there only affects Mothercare's UK retail business.
They are a public listed company. So the information I have is strictly what has also been announced. And it says very clearly that it's only Mothercare UK and the Mothercare Business Services which are put into administration. Those two are subsidiary companies. They have also, in the same statement, they have also already stated that it does not affect the international operation. The international business is not put into administration. It is the UK business, which is not surprising to me, of course, because they have been hemorrhaging for almost 5 years. It's all a matter of, people always say MOT, matter of time.
So that was Kim Hin Joo Malaysia's chairman, Pang Kim Hin. He also disclosed that for Mothercare, Kim Hin Joo is, well, not entirely dependent. They have their own expansion plans, and they have franchises with other brands as well, which he will reveal when they announce their third quarter results. So at close, Kim Hin Joo was down 1.7% at 28.5 cents, and if we go back to when they were listed in July, their IPO price was 43 cents.
Thank you, Keith, for the market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.